Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into the Pharmacy Management and Leadership module. Our goal here isn't just about prepping for exams, though it'll certainly help with that. It's more a common sense look at the key ideas from Domain 5.
Right. We want you to really grasp these foundational concepts. They're crucial for boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also for just, you know, succeeding day-to-day in pharmacy practice.
Absolutely. And Domain 5 is a big part of the main licensing exam, right? The one that's split into five areas.
Exactly. And this module zeroes in on that Domain 5, pharmacy management and leadership. It's not just ticking regulatory boxes. It's about the thinking, the strategy behind running a pharmacy effectively.
A non-clinical side of things.
Precisely. Those skills that make a good pharmacist a truly effective leader and manager.
And I like how this module breaks it down. It's structured into four main lessons, making it, you know, digestible.
It does. It starts with pharmacy operations.
Which is kind of the engine room, isn't it?
You could say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Workflows, patient safety protocols, even where you place services within the pharmacy. Seemingly small operational choices can really impact things like wait times or, well, the quality of care.
Okay, makes sense. And then after operations?
Then it moves logically into inventory and supply management. And this is so much more than just, like, counting pills.
Right.
It's about having the right amount of stock, avoiding shortages of critical meds, but also, you know, not wasting resources or money on stock that just sits there.
Like optimizing deliveries or managing the cold chain stuff.
Exactly. Errors there. They hit patient access hard. And frankly, the pharmacy's viability.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so operations, inventory. What's the third area?
That would be quality improvement activities. This is all about the constant drive to get better.
Continuous improvement.
Yes. Understanding how to systematically cut down on errors, boost patient safety, using data to guide decisions. It's not just spotting problems.
It's fixing them, like root cause analysis or those PDSA cycles.
Precisely. Plando Study Act, using structured methods to refine how things are done.
Got it. And the last one sounds really important, too.
It is. Very human. It's mentorship and preceptorship in pharmacy practice. This focuses on, well, guiding the next wave of pharmacists.
And developing leaders within your own team.
Yes. Building that culture where knowledge gets shared, skills get honed, and future leaders are actively supported. It impacts careers, sure, but also the whole profession.
Okay, so that's the content. But learning isn't just reading about it. How does the module help you actually, you know, learn it?
Good point. It has integrated support tools. Starts with a pretty thorough study guide. Definitely recommend reading that first to get the overview.
The foundation.
Then for cementing the knowledge, for recall, there are six short audio sessions. They're AI-based, total maybe an hour and a half.
AI-based? How does that work?
Well, the idea is they can help pinpoint maybe common areas where people struggle and focus a bit more there, reinforcing concepts where you might need it most. It makes revision quite active.
Interesting. Okay, study guide, audio sessions, anything else?
Yeah, practice. There are 60 practice questions included, carefully designed to test what you've learned and, you know, build some confidence.
So it seems like a really complete package, whether you're studying for boards or maybe stepping up into a management role.
Exactly. It's designed to give you that practical knowledge, that next step for your pharmacy journey.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It feels like a really solid guide through these leadership and management principles.
It aims to be.
Yeah.
And maybe something to think about as you absorb all this. Consider how these foundational ideas might need to shift or evolve.
Evolve how?
Well, with all the changes happening, right? Healthcare technology advancing so fast, new models of patient care. How do these core management and leadership principles adapt to that future? What will pharmacy leadership look like then?
Huh. That's definitely something to chew on. Food for thought as you dive into the material.